What? What?
Let's stop this. Hey, it worked for me. That's Theon, what do you think? Wait, so her, not only is her eyes freaking glowing.
He's so shy. He doesn't like the camera.
I don't.
Why?
What's up, buddy?
Wait.
Why is he being cute? Why is he being cute?
He hates the
He's
camera.
He's like, okay, so I'm. Is he bite you?
No.
No, so I have no idea why her eyes are glowing green. So
you
I
think
have,
it has anything to do with Mars?
It could. I mean, I mean, with what happened to her, but, like, I'm trying to think why in this moment. Like, she said love and peace, and she put her arm up. Did that trigger something with, like, maybe, like, sending signals through her body? Or because she rose that arm? Well,
She went like this.
Yeah. Interesting. So, from the top, okay. So, he literally says, Rogue is basically, like, turned me into a common writer. He had a big... Yeah. He'd get on it. Which, again, it's like he was an asshole to his people. His whole entire life was just, I want to say his whole entire life, his whole entire adulthood, when he came into power, was it was progressively getting worse and worse. With remember that, again, that one scene when he was like...
Yeah, it was power hungry. It was going, he's getting into his head, so I think it was well-deserved for him to go on his knees and beg.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, that, I don't know what kind of training, you know, Stalking everyone did give him. Yeah. But we are watching those three episodes special because even seeing, like Tat said, even seeing that amount of just, like, struggle that he went through and pain, you can honestly tell that he basically went from A to Z to be like, I'm a power-hungry bastard, to someone's like, I don't care anymore. So, honestly, that struggle that he probably went through with the training, I'm scared to see how graphic it is because, again,
that was
graphic enough. I mean, he was chained up. They beat him up, so I don't know. Hi, buddy. We're definitely going to watch this probably, like, in between this and next
week. Yeah, I want to see it because, like...
Before it's too late to
kind of... know why he's the way
he is. And then maybe we'll understand him more because, especially if it's from his perspective, I like that because it's not like... Because it's like, oh, yeah, he's a villain, but, like, at the same time, it's like, I love going from other people's perspective on things because you get to get different, like, you get a different feeling when they are on screen in the main series because you actually get to be like, okay, I lived through their shoes in a way. Let's see what else. Okay, so he leaked the info. So they're kind of just fucked. They thought they had the upper hand, but it's like, the best way sometimes is just to sit back, relax, and wait until people attack each other to make that kind of claim. So it's like, them knowing, like, that their information is basically leaked. Is
he's
looking?
He's licking my finger.
He is?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know what Theon's doing. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to show you guys that he's actually sweet and not a sassy boy. Oh, look at him. What are you doing? What are you doing?
He's licking my finger. I'm gonna cry! Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Is he hungry? Is he thirsty?
I don't know.
Does he have water?
He's not licking me.
Sorry.
Lick me.
He said Narcissus.
Theon rejected me. I am your mother. He's still licking you.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Okay, anyway, so...
Sorry.
So another thing, too, is what you said was true. I feel like he's actually kind of... And with the whole counting on the hazard.
Yeah.
I know and I understand that it is important to use that in times of need, but it's, like, almost every episode
now.
Yeah,
and it's, like, especially if you know what's going to happen. This is why it makes me mad. You know what's going to happen. You thought you were alone.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? Yeah. You're going to have another situation that and you had and then cry over someone else's grave.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, I'm just being honest.
Putting it lightly.
Putting
I know.
It that
yeah,
way.
So I think they need to, like, definitely go have, like, in between this and, like, when the war is possibly, if it ever is over, they need to train. Because this whole thing going on with him...
They don't have time. There's
no
time.
I know.
Like, they're all desperate and you can see it.
With Greece, but he admitted to him and he was like, you know what, I want to team up with you. Please lend us your strength. Because, you know, he started to realize that he is a
good guy.
He gave him flowers, but also Greece, like, kind of in a way revealed that, you know, they lost their home and everything. So it's like they're fighting for that, not just passion, what we thought at first. It's they're fighting to get their home back, to bring, you know, in a way to bring all the lost souls and people who have died over this, to let them rest in peace. So I think that is a good way to be able to fight. But, like Rogue was like, oh, because I'm doing it for revenge. Now it's like, oh, I've lost my way. I've lost all feeling of that.
Yeah.
But it's like, if that is your resolve, if that's what's kind of pushing you forward, that's still, like, at the same time, while you may think you have the upper hand, thinking, like, I have no care in the world, so nothing will affect me. I'm the most powerful thing. I have no morals, blah, blah, blah. At the same time, there will be a downfall when people try to, like, fight alongside him. There might be something that they... clash. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was interesting that he did not kill his father.
I know.
I thought that was interesting.
You saw the emotion in that man's eyes. Every little bit of emotion with anger, fear, sad. He was sad because, I mean, his father basically said to him, you're no longer my son.
So I thought it was interesting that he
And even from the beginning, you could definitely tell that the tension between them. Yeah. I mean, if, you know, if his father and him, they were different and a different, like, not in politics and this and that, maybe things would have been different between them. Because he was like, oh, you're such a gentle child. But remember in the beginning, like, when he was, like, walking alongside him, he was ambitious. He, like, wanted certain things. He wanted to come to power, but he hated how this certain things were being ruled. So it went from this man seeking his own personal justice to wanting more power, to getting that power, to falling from that power, and now completely going rogue. So he fits his name pretty well. But, you know, Night Rogue, now it's like Crocodile. So it's like everything, this whole thing of him fitting the name Rogue, he is going rogue. He's going rogue against the entire country that he wanted to build.
Yeah, just because he wasn't getting his way.
Yeah. So basically it's a full-blown temper tantrum that has gone way too far. Yeah. But he didn't kill him, so.
I just thought that was interesting. Because, like, if you don't care, if you, like, you say you do, you would have just killed him.
Exactly.
Because he's gonna get in your way again, and you know, he probably knows that, so you do care.
So you do have some kind of conscience. Like, he's saying, I have no conscience.
I could be wrong, though, but I just thought that was interesting, because you know he's gonna get in the way again.
Yeah. And also green tea. I want some. Grease's team up with them, like Tat said, I think with Grease and Bonjour, there's probably gonna be a lot of banter between them. Yeah. There kind of already is, if you think about it, because it's like, Grease is getting to go with Cento and go like this and that, and be able to do certain things, while Banjo is the one left behind. Yeah. Banjo's the one doing... Banjo's kind of a way... I would love to see it, because that's going to bring the comic relief. Banjo is acting as the comic relief now.
Yeah.
You know, at first, when you first meet him, you're like, oh, God, this is a guy that's all, like, tragic and this and that. And at time... Hi, buddy! He's gotten so... Like, him and Cento having these, like, back and forth with each other, now Grease being involved, it's going to be great to see all three of them interact. Yeah. Especially now with Misora, they're going to all have to learn to, like, fight with, like... You know, knowing that she might actually die here. I don't know what that is. I really don't know what that is.
I don't know what I'll do.
The other thing, too, is speaking of desires, in a way, we all have desires. We all have things that push us forward, whether it's for a job or anything. It's like we all have something that kind of, in a way, gets up, so, kind of like, wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's like we all have something. So between them, and they were talking a lot about desires and resolve, like... Fighting for love and peace, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What Rogue is doing is, like, fighting for revenge. Now he's like, oh, no, I don't have any feeling. And you're just like, yes, but at the same time, what is your ambition now? Other than just, like, making this country have different, like, justice now, you know? So it's like, yes, I understand that he wants to seek his own personal justice. Yeah. But it's wrong personal justice. And we're not really right to say that it is wrong, but at the same time, how he's going about it.
He's lost.
Yeah.
He's lost. Because if he'd really endured torture,
this
guy's... He's lost desperate. His humanness.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is, like, he's so desperate to be able to get power because he thinks that's the only way he'll be able to pursue that dream. Because it feels like he's, like, somebody who's screaming and no one's listening to him. There could be other ways. And this all could have seriously been prevented... If him and his father talked amongst each other and didn't do certain things. Like, I could actually see if they came to some kind of agreement early on in the series, but it wasn't. And especially when the dad came back and said to him, you are no longer my son.
Yeah.
This is a man who's like, okay, fine, fuck you. Then I'm going to go against you completely.
Yeah, but why didn't he kill him?
I know.
So there's something there.
Yeah,
there's
so conscience is still there, so he's not completely rogue from humanity.
Why didn't you kill him? You know he's going to get in the way again.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying he should have, because, like, obviously I'm not on his side, but I'm saying, like,
it's interesting. His perspective. It's interesting to analyze characters like him, because it's, like, to see how much he's changed. And honestly, like, out of all the characters, I mean, Banjo's had some character development. They've all had some kind of character development. But he's been very, very interesting because you get to see the progressive of how bad he gets.
Yeah, because
to, like, how desperate he gets to now. It's like, so I think he's a very interesting character even to analyze because it's like, I want to see how this ends for him. Is he going to end on a power-hungry note? Is he going to get his way? Is he going to get redemption?
No. I don't think there's any redemption for him.
I don't know. Oh, it's Stalk.
No.
Stalk's far gone, you bastard. Wonderful hat. Theon, you want to say anything? You got anything to add?
Say bye.
Want to say anything? Want to review this?
He's like, I don't want to. He's so shy.
Because he's fooling you guys. He's acting like he's a sweetheart. He's sassy. You're not going to believe us, are you? But anyway, my friends, we hope you have an amazing day. You stay weird. You stay wonderful. You stay awesome. Until the next video, embrace your fan, girl, fan, boy, fan person every single day. Bye, guys.